Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
This Cowboys Monday is brought to you by Cade Post Roofing.
Shout out to Jet Nelson doing a fantastic job on the board, getting our boy Brian Broaddus connected. We're going to talk to him here in just a second. And Frank Ragnow was the guy we were thinking of for the Lions.
Yes.
That's going to be out for them. That's going to maybe hurt Gibbs and Goff. We'll have to wait and see. I will say this, Tolos. Give me a follow on Twitter because I just quote tweeted one of the something we shouldn't be seeing at Blake Live _ on Twitter. Brittany Renner and PJ Washington, as you guys know, that is PJ's baby mama and very famous lady. They got into an altercation of a screaming match in the parking lot driveway, if you will, with the kid transfer, kid going from parent to parent. And I'm laughing just because I know zero of the context, and it's just funny hearing them yell explicits at each other. But if you just want a good laugh, or maybe you want to be informational about it, I quote tweeted it on Twitter. It's the most recent thing. Just go give that a listen after this interview and laugh. But before you do that, let's get your knowledge up. Do you want to sound smarter around your friends this week at work? Do you not want to be the dumb guy talking sports? Do you want to be the smart one talking sports? Well, listen up, because we're going to go out to the Dean Emleason hotline, talk to the Super Bowl winning scout, G-Bag Nation, Crown Global Media debut today, the hardest working man in 105 through the fan. Welcome to the stage, Brian Broaddus.
Hey, thank you much, boys. Appreciate you guys having me on today. Yeah, we just got done with our stuff here at Crown. We Vach Lombardi and I got a video up, and then we got a film breakdown of how to stop Jalen Hurts coming up a little bit later on the channel as well. So exciting days here, but as I say, look forward to my my real day job of visiting with you guys, and glad to be on with you.
Just so hardworking. Just doesn't stop, even on a Labor Day. I know you're doing your stuff over there. Do you have any, like, barbecuing, chilling out plans for today, or is it all media today?
No, man, I'm all media today is what I'm doing. And matter of fact, it's been a lot of fun to, you know, actually get this project off the ground.
100%.
And so, you know, I've learned so much. I actually, today was one of the first days where I've ever had to apply makeup on my head.
Wow.
It would be shiny. So that just tells you how damn serious we are over here, that I don't have any glare on these TV lights and cameras and all that stuff like that. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's one of those things that, you know, I could sit here and talk football all day with people, and that's kind of what we're doing right now.
Well, let's get into the nitty gritty. Talk about glare, talk about the big lights. The lights will be no brighter than in Philadelphia on Thursday as the banners are dropping, the rings are being handed out to the Philadelphia Eagles, and they welcome in their arch rival, the Dallas Cowboys. How much of a shot now, no Micah Parsons, the drama's out the window. How much of a shot before we get into the details of the game do you give the Cowboys to be competitive in this one? A lot of people, myself included, are kind of counting them out of this one.
Well, yeah, you know, this is really going to be a very difficult matchup, but you just never know with week one. You know, I'm just thinking about my own program where, you know, with LSU going to Clemson, and you know, and you kind of feeling like, boy, this is going to be a tough matchup. LSU really hasn't done very much in opening days. And, you know, but they go to Clemson, they find defense, they play well, you know, they get enough offense. And you just never know as the season starts. You know, you're never as good as you seem, and you're never as bad as you seem as well. But this is going to be, I think, a very, very difficult matchup, you know. But you know, Dallas is going to have to find a way to use some of the advantages that they have with element of surprise. And the element of surprise is, like, really, they haven't shown anything in the preseason. There's really not a much, if you want to go on history, you know, with this play caller, you know, you're going to have to go back some years and kind of figure that out. But it's different personnel. It's a different quarterback. It's a different offensive line. So some of the things that you might think that, you know, that they might feel like, that Vic Fangio might feel like, well, hey, I could get a beat on Brian Schottenheimer with this, that might not actually be the case. And so it's going to be the ultimate chess game until, like I said, you know, we see where exactly where this thing falls. Really on both sides of the ball. So the Cowboys, it's especially the offense with, you know, with the new weapons with Pickens, and then also Ferguson coming back. What's the running game going to look like? New right guard, all these things are going to kind of play into, the Philadelphia Eagles maybe having to prep for something that they haven't worked on.
Brian, you mentioned watching Jalen Hurts film and studying kind of the offense for the Eagles. Cowboys trade Parsons, add Kenny Clark. What do you feel like the defensive game plan is going to be centered around week one? What can we expect from the Dallas defense in your mind?
Yeah, it's going to be, we'll see how if in fact Philadelphia wants to continue running the football. And that was something that, that Nick Sirianni was pretty adamant about. And, Kellen Moore at times really probably didn't want to run the ball that much, but it's just hard not to do that when you have someone like Saquon Barkley in the mix. And then you also have this offensive line, and, it's one of the better lines in the league. And, and Barkley, he just, he comes over from the Giants, and everybody felt like, oh, well, we'll see how if he can stay healthy, and let's see if he can do this and do that. And, for his first year, everything worked out great. So how committed are the Eagles into allowing, Jalen Hurts to throw the ball? And they've got some of the best receivers in the league. When you start to talk about A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, we'll see with Jahan Dotson, but they trade for John Mitchie, and there's going to be some opportunities. And Dallas is kind of now in a situation where they're going to have to figure out some things in as a pass rush, and that's where I think this game will actually hinge, is that can they find a way to Dallas's offense does have success and is able to score some points, will that take Philadelphia out of their running game? And then now it turns into throwing the football, and can they get pass rush? I mean, without Michael Parsons, that could be a little bit of a daunting task to speak of, but edge rusher was kind of talked about as the position that everybody felt really, really good about. But yeah, that was with Michael Parsons in the mix. So, but we'll clearly see. I think making Jalen Hurts have to put the ball up a bunch, it kind of plays into the advantage of the Dallas Cowboys.
Talk me off a ledge, Brian, about this Dallas Cowboys secondary. Trayvon Diggs looks like he may be able to go. We're kind of still waiting and seeing. It's trending and a positive note. Deron Blanche got the big contract. I got a Buffalo Bills and my boy Brennan here, a Bills supporter who's not that high on Kyrie Elam, was able to see him last year. And then you got a bunch of guys who signed off waivers. Is this secondary something? I have it right now at a C-. Not very excited for it. Talk me off the ledge.
Well, it's going to be, like I say, they are looking at Diggs as maybe a week two guy. Now, listen, I have to circle back with my guys and see, there's a couple of guys that are practicing. Guyton's practicing, Diggs is practicing. But they were talking to me earlier that they were looking for an 8-week conditioning period for Diggs, and 8 weeks would be week two. So, if they stay true to that number, then Diggs will likely miss this game and then have a full 10 days to get ready. Diggs last week, or, when the players were off, like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Diggs was in the facility working on his conditioning and stuff. So, he's trying all he can to come back that way. It'd be nice if it was Diggs and it was Elam, and then, we need to figure out, with Bland, will he play in the nickel? And also it's, that group would be a lot better if in fact Diggs was able to play.
So Broadus, if Diggs isn't able to go, excuse me for interrupting you, but what is your cornerback room look like in week one if Diggs isn't able to go?
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be, you're talking about, is it an elevation, is there going to be an elevation from, the practice squad, to be able to, we've kind of, Zion Childers was a guy that everybody was, kind of talking about, you know, all through camp, and it appeared that he was kind of going to win the job. And then all of a sudden, you know, they get rid of Childers and Booth, both get, you know, put onto the, you know, put onto the street. And then they add, you know, a couple of different guys there with Reddie Stewart and then Tequezi Bridges. So, you know, that's, you know, it could be Stewart is more of a nickel than Bridges. Bridges more of an outside player. And, you know, Matt Eberflus has familiarity with Stewart, you know, playing in Chicago. And so will they just with, you know, four or five practices, will they just run Stewart out there and let him be the nickel? So I believe until, you know, we line up and see and the Eagles going 11 personnel, we really won't know that until that actually happens.
Brian, I've been sitting in here in the studio with Blake, and the pessimism of the Cowboys season has been out, and you know, and he's not a believer this year. Give us reason to believe in the Cowboys in 2025. Where are you looking for optimism on the 2025 Cowboys?
Well, it's got to be with the offense. You know, if they, you know, with the weapons that you have, with the receivers, with Ferguson, you know, with a tight end, you know, with Turpin. I mean, there's some possibilities there. You know, you find a way to protect Dak Prescott. You find a way to have some semblance of a running game, you know, where it kind of takes some pressure off Dak. But you've got guys that it can attack. And, you know, if you can find a way to protect, you've got two athletic, you know, tackles. We'll see what they do at left tackle. Will they go with Nate Thomas as the starter because he's been working all year? Or will they go with, you know, will they go with Tyler Guyton, who started training camp very, very well, but then got hurt? So the question is going to be, you know, which one of those guys? But if they can find a way to protect and, you know, Dak Prescott, we'll see with Brian Schottenheimer again calling the plays. There were some elements of some practices where, you know, they were doing a pretty good job of attacking with the crossing routes. They were doing some vertical stuff, you know, just trying to like get some bunch formations, tight formations, condensed, scatter from that, you know, just, you know, create opportunities for their receivers to create some separation. So that to me is the optimism. If in fact the Dallas Cowboys offense is bad this year, then this football team is probably going to be bad. You know, if Dak Prescott struggles and the receivers don't live up to the billing and they don't protect very well and it's, you know, they don't score enough points, well, of course you're going to lose games if you don't score enough points, but they need this offense to be really humming, because if you can find a way to score points and then you're going to put your opponents in some harm's way, it'll take them out of running game and things like that, and it'll play to your strength where you can rush the passer. I think Matt Eberflus is, you know, he's very, very heavy zone concepts. He's very much rush four kind of a guy. And, you know, with Micah Parsons, rushing four is okay. Without Micah Parsons, that could be a little bit of a problem. But I think he's going to have to adapt much like Dan Quinn did. Dan Quinn kind of changed his defensive philosophy when he got to Dallas. I don't think Matt Eberflus can sit there and play as much zone defense as he wants to play and then rush four and hope that that works. I don't think that's a great plan, but this season is really going to come down to Dak Prescott and this offense.
Brian, shout out all your socials, where they can find all the podcasts, where they can find the G-Bag Nation, who you are, your new makeup tutorial, all that good stuff.
Yeah, we had to do makeup tutorial, but yeah, absolutely. Did an episode of Love of the Star today with Zach Wolchuk. That should be up on all your Odyssey podcast areas. I did, like I say, Crown Global Media. We're on the YouTube side of things. Myself and Bob Lombardi did some stuff. And then, like I said, about 3 o'clock today, Central will have a breakdown of you know, some film work up for you. So yeah. And then again on Twitter, it's just at Brian Broaddus. So, those are all the places you can get me. Appreciate you allowing me to do that, my friend.
Yes, sir, Brian. Well, you enjoy your Labor Day, and I think you can give Freddie some hair makeup as well.
There you go. Appreciate that, man. Thank you, boys.
There he goes. Brian brought a Super Bowl winning scout, G-Bag Nation. Make sure you're tuned in this week to hear all things when it comes to Dallas Cowboys. I have top five slated. We didn't talk college football, so I'm going to find a way to infuse both topics. Top five college football edition coming up next on the KNC Masterpiece.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
This segment of The Fan is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. And by the Frankels. If you've ever been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
You're listening to the KNC Masterpiece. Blake Elliott, Brennan Baxter here. We got two more seconds before we get you out of here for me and Brennan. Then we hand off the baton to the GBAC Nation, which will be Kevin Walker joined by Fred Davis. So that should be a fun program to get into after us. Hopefully you guys are enjoying your Labor Day. You guys have been blowing up the text line on what you were doing. We just had the wonderful Brian Broaddus on with us. So it's been a fun evening so far. We'll get Brennan's thoughts at the in the next segment when we're crosstalking, kind of how he enjoyed everything. So hold him in, whether you hated me, liked me, you know, hold it in for 140. We're going to do top five right here. This will be Brennan's first top five. Jet, you've done a top five, yeah?
Yeah, a couple times, but they're rough. So I need a good one here.
Oh, you should have heard it. So we did top five places we would like to visit.
And then I put places I would visit again. Just total blonde moment. So we're gonna right the wrongs.
What was the top five? Now I'm curious.
What was your five and four? Remind us.
I'd have to remind myself.
I don't think your mic's on.
I know Nebraska was on there because it's somewhere my family goes every summer.
So then we asked, you've never been to Nebraska? He goes, no, I go there every summer. And then what was your number four?
Oh, gosh. It was somewhere,
It's like Washington or something.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I'll throw out a place that I've never been to, and I just threw something.
He was just naming places that he frequents. Yeah.
And this is all over the world. You can choose your top five.
Like, we were like,
Nebraska's number one.
We were like saying like Greece and Italy and like Saudi Arabia, and like he was like, Nebraska? And we're like, okay, like what for? He's like, I go there every year. We're like, Jet, I don't think you heard us. Places you have not been. So I expect a bounce back from Jet Nelson today. These are not guys that have won the Heisman.
Guys we think can win the Heisman.
Guys that we think could win the Heisman Trophy this year. An exciting college football season. I'll start us off at number five. I got an honorable mention as well, but I'll save those. My number five, and your boy Zyler broke it down, Lenore Sellers from South Carolina. I think he is an exciting player. I think he's going to make a lot of big plays, but I don't think they're going to be a good enough football team where he's in true contention to winning this award. But a lot of people are calling him a baby Cam Newton. He's got the cannon. He's got the mobility. We know that he's a big guy. I think he's going to have some highlight plays. He's going to catch the narrative, if you will. But I don't think him being a true contender in this. I got him at number five just out of respect for what he brings to the football field.
Okay. I'll go my number five, Carson Beck.
Carson!
Zyler, who was on earlier, mentioned that this is a guy you could look out for. He has a signature win now against Notre Dame. Offense looked good. He made some good throws last night. They have an opportunity to go and potentially play in the ACC championship game. So I'll put Carson Beck at number five.
Jet Nelson, number five for you is?
My number five is a guy that was much lower on my list, but now to five is Arch Manning.
Arch Manning at number five.
I think there's still a lot of talent there, but yeah, really bad showing, but a lot of, you know, still 11 games to grow. So I'll give him that.
You're number four.
Yes. Number four going Garrett Nussmeier, going on the Nuss bus.
Okay. Four.
I think the way he just leads that team through a tough game like that against Clemson really impressed me.
Okay. Nuss dropping on
Nuss at four. That's okay. I don't know.
Okay, let's go out to Mr. Baxter. Your number four is who?
I've got John Mateer at number four, okay. Oklahoma's quarterback. Had a good showing there with Arbuckle. His old OC, new OC at Oklahoma. They've got opportunities. Michigan this week at home. He obviously has a Texas game. So much of the Heisman is where's your moment going to fall?
Correct.
And so Mateer has opportunities on the schedule to have those moments. If he beats Texas and Dallas coming up in October, You know, so this is a guy that has the ability to run and throw. So I've got Mateer slotted at number four.
So I'll go ahead and get to one of my honorable mentions. You just mentioned him. John Mateer, I think, deserves all the respect. Showed out, and I want to say broke Baker's record in the week one game.
He did.
And I'm forgetting the receiver's name. It's dropping on me. But he had more receiving yards than any Oklahoma receiver had all of last year in a single game. So Oklahoma already showing they're going to be a powerhouse on the offensive side of the ball. I think Oklahoma's going to be a really good football team. They're showing that they are here to play in the conference this year. John Mateer is an honorable mention for me. My number four, though, I'm not going to drop him out of the list yet. I think they're still going to turn around their season. They're still going to be a really good football team. They're going to be in the college football playoffs, maybe even still playing for the championship. I got Cade Klubnik at number four for me. He's going to stay in that top five. I know people were dropping him, but for me, he's still a really good quarterback and is going to have some signature moments along the way.
I actually had Cade Klubnik as my preseason Heisman. Okay. Clemson still has opportunities to make noise in the ACC. I have them in the playoffs, so I think they're going to win that conference. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, tough start losing to LSU at home. But, yeah, Cade could still definitely have a Heisman-worthy year.
So that's my number four. My number three, it has been mentioned. I don't think he's going to drop as far as people have it. I think he's going to get people back on the bandwagon when he gets some signature W's. Give me Arch Manning at number three. I know a lot of people might have him off the board, and that's fine. And I wouldn't be mad at you for that. Blake's not jumping off the bandwagon. I don't think he's going to have some week two performance where he's the best quarterback in football. But I think when you get to mid to late October, people are going to be like, Arch Manning is that guy. And it is a narrative award, like you said. People want to give it to Arch. He was the preseason favorite at plus 700, which I thought was crazy. But all he has to do is have two signature wins back-to-back, and people are going to be right back on the hype train, and I see it coming to me. He'll have the third-best odds come the end of the season to win the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, and they've got some kind of cakewalk games up until the Oklahoma game in October.
Yep.
At number three, I've got Jeremiah Smith. Six receptions, 43 yards against Texas. Nothing too sexy, but he looks like a guy. I mean, he still could be. We had this debate actually on Fan University on Saturday if Travis Hunter was a wide receiver or cornerback when he won the Heisman. I go true wide receiver Dante Smith at Bama 2020. I think Jeremiah Smith could still have a year. Again, they have a ton of good games on their schedule. And if he goes off, I could see him. So I slotted him at number three.
I think that's a fantastic choice. You might see him on my list. Jet, let's go to you. Number three?
I also went a skill player, but for the Crimson Tide, Ryan Williams.
Mm.
He's still a guy that defensive backs have to keep their eye out on. He's got that speed. And yeah, well, if Alabama really goes downhill, maybe that's a question mark, but I think Ryan Williams will always be consistent.
Yeah, and he had a concussion as well, too. So he's
that was a big hit.
Not say he couldn't do it, Jed. I still believe, but it's that's going to be tough if he's missing some time.
It's going to be tough if he's missing time, and if Alabama's not playing well, people aren't going to, you know, crown him, if you will, especially if they're just losing games. And if you play like you did in week one, Ty Simpson, I don't think, really inspired any confidence in anybody at the quarterback position. So Ryan Williams is going to have to really backpack this team. Your number two, Jet Nelson, is?
Cade Klubnik.
Cade.
I think with that ACC schedule, he's got a chance to put up some big numbers. And just, yeah, like Brennan said earlier, he's on track for the Heisman, took the loss, but still a lot of potential there.
Okay. Let's go out to Mr. Baxter.
Okay, my number two is Lenoris Sellers.
Nice.
Guy's just a freak of an athlete. Mm-hmm. You know, and South Carolina, I have them actually, I'm higher on them. I love Shane Beamer. Zyler had mentioned earlier when he joined us that their receiving core isn't anything to really get too excited about, but he's got some opportunities as well, some big in the SEC, big games. If he pushes himself forward to be one of the best quarterbacks in that conference and they win 10 games and make the playoff, he's going to have a lot of hype around him for winning the Heisman. So I have Lenoris at number two.
My number two, I'm really excited about because I think he has a real shot to winning. It's Jeremiah Smith. You had him at three. I think he's the best skill position player in college right now in the country. And you have the good part of we're naming a bunch of quarterbacks. So they're kind of all going to be clustered together. And maybe there isn't that big of a difference. Maybe they all have around the same amount of wins. Maybe they all have one or two signature wins. And who is the outlier in that? Who's dominating every week? I think it could be a guy like Jeremiah Smith. I think people like Julian Sain, but I don't think people are going to be like, Ohio State's winning. And they might because of him. I think a lot of people are going to put it on Jeremiah Smith carrying this offense. So I think Jeremiah has a real shot to win this because you might have a cluster of quarterbacks that are all really good, but nobody stands out. and I'll give you my honorable mention. Sam Levitt.
Okay.
At ASU. I think he was good last year. He's returning my boy Jordan Tyson at receiver. They got our boy Dillingham at head coach. I think you got a lot of good pieces over there. I think Sam Levitt could surprise some people and make himself into that Heisman conversation. He's experienced. He was there last year against Quinn Ewers in the playoffs. I think this could be a really fun team to watch. Sam Levitt is my sleeper pick, and that was my number two. I think I need to get my number one. Yeah, my number one, Garrett Nussmeier. He's the favorite. I think he has a good shot to win it. Just going through their schedule, they got a Florida game in September that he could make a big stamp on. They got an Ole Miss game in September they can make a big stamp on. And then October is loaded with South Carolina, Vandy, A&M, and Bama. Those are all games that if you win and you play well, I think you can lock up the Heisman. And then maybe it's him and John Mateer November 29th to decide who gets it, because that's your last matchup of the year.
Okay, I'm also Garrett Nussmeier number one. Yep. And when you win a road game week one, if you didn't listen to Fan University this last Saturday on 105.3 The Fan, we talked a lot about Brian Kelly's inability to go win week one. They lost to USC previous years. So he got the win that he needed if they do go 10-2. I get similar to the Lenora Sellers, but if Nussmeier knocks off of Bama, if he knocks off some of those SEC, if they go to the SEC championship game and he's got a Clemson road win under his belt, I know his stats, they only scored 17 points, but that's still a tough win to have. This guy's got what he needs already in his belt with arguably the best win of the year, unless you want to consider Ohio State winning a home game. I think going into Clemson's harder. So I have Garrett Nussmeier slotted at number one. As of now, it's early. It's week one, but he's on a very good track after that win at Clemson.
Jet Nelson, take us home.
My number one, Jeremiah Smith.
Nice.
I think it was lower earlier before week one, but now that I've seen Julian Sayin perform at his level, his ability to get the ball to Jeremiah, yeah, there's going to be no stopping him.
Bunch of targets over there. Okay, yeah. So I'm going to read the text line. We got a couple people sending in their ballots. Text in if we missed a guy that you think should be on the list. No love for Cassie. I'm going to mispronounce his name. Castellanos?
Florida State's quarterback.
I don't want to mispronounce his name.
Good. I mean, yeah, impressive win for Florida State for sure. No one knew what they had coming into the year. He was very athletic.
Should he at least be on our sleepers?
He could be on a sleeper list. Yeah. I mean, Florida State, after that win, is it more of a Bama question? Is it more of a Florida State improvement? If it's a Florida State improvement and they make a run in the ACC, he's also got a great win. That's a top 10 win. He could definitely have an opportunity if he continues to play like that.
682 really loves some Brad Jackson. Texas State and Brad Jackson will beat Sam Levitt in ASU in week three market. Y'all should add him to the Heisman list. Yes, I know what his name is. I just don't know how to pronounce it. From Florida State. People are just texting him the name. I know what his name
a lot
is.
Of Seminoles
I just can't
in the chat.
Speaking of names and how to pronounce it, if you guys missed the first segment, who is Brennan Baxter's first show? During the week, at least, he did Fan University, has been completed. We're going to ask him how he liked the show, what he thought of the show, what he thought of me and Jet, what he thought of the Tolos, and just how he overall enjoyed his Labor Day, as well as cross-talking with the G-Bag boys, Fred and Kevin. Coming up next on KNC Masterpiece.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
This segment of The Fan is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you are in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They got more Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverados, Tahoes, Blazers, Malibus, Equinoxes, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Jet Nelson, fantastic job today. You did. Final segment here of the KNC Masterpiece. We got the G-Bag boys here. We're going to do a little crosstalk. Blake Elliott joined by Brennan Baxter. And then we got the new guys stepping up to the plate. Fred Davis, And Kevin Walker, how does it feel to do your first show here on The Fan? You want to turn your mic on?
I didn't realize this was open mic comedy hour.
Wow, good voice. I think we should scout this guy. Yeah, got a good?
I think we should.
I think y'all could have a deep off right here.
A deep off.
Go ahead and mark that.
I don't know if I like that.
It was good to hear Brendan on today. A couple things. One, finally somebody with half a brain talking about the Mavericks.
Yep.
All right. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
It was nice to hear somebody with some sensibility.
Mm.
Okay. Oh, we're sad. Luka left. Boom, 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 boom. You guess what? You got Cooper Flagg. Okay. Mm. Who are you mocking? Whoever. Whoever.
Anyone out there.
The populace at large. Okay. Okay. You know who I'm mocking? Okay. I'm mocking that Jamoke who accosted my boy Nico.
Oh, here we go.
At Twin Peaks
with his wife.
No, you're saying he should have said thank
actually,
you, Nico?
Actually, that was his daughter.
Oh, I didn't know.
Actually, that was his daughter.
Even worse.
I didn't know either.
Is that
still.
Not even worse?
Was that
your daughter to Twin Peaks? Sitting by the window?
I mean, she's good.
Not a good look.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that there was an age requirement in
in a restaurant?
Establishment.
First of all, Twin Peaks is...
A restaurant.
It is. It is.
It's got good food.
Each drink, scenic views.
No?
Is your wife listening? Is that what it is?
I don't know if she actually is or not. That's actually a good question.
He said, let me run that back.
That's great. No. I mean, not that I've been there, but I've heard stories.
2-for-1 BOGO on Tuesdays?
Or so I've heard.
Friday's lingerie night. I've said too much. Never mind. I've gone too far.
Okay. I did get a text or an email. I'll read it out loud.
Should you read it out loud?
I think I should. This is from Jake Oman, spelled O-H-M-A-N.
Oh, man.
Who's that?
I don't know. Okay. It says David, then it's space. This is all lowercase. Erase this text and replace it with your email message. The client's name, in quotes above, will automatically be filled in. I guess that's me. It says David. Yeah. Then it says, hey, it says you haven't looked at the list I sent. Take a look and let me know top three, ! I lost my phone, but getting a new one tomorrow.
And this is an email you received?
This is an email from Jake Oman that I got at 1:43. Should I respond? And which should I respond to?
Well, I would probably look and see what the email address is from.
Yeah, what's his email address?
It's from mail@smartapartmentdata.com.
That sounds legit.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Oh, this is real. I did do an apartment locator.
Yeah, like 9 months ago.
No. I did one like a couple weeks ago. Oh. Like I just said, hey, I want to start looking at some. This is real. He says, hey, you haven't looked at the list I sent. Take a look at the top three.
Yeah, you go ahead and read it again. We heard it the first time.
And he got a new phone.
Yeah.
Well, it's making sense now because he's been blowing up my phone.
This is real.
I thought it was spam, but I hit up an apartment locator asking for stuff.
And then I got to work through this.
You just gave him free promo, so I'm sure he's not mad.
I got over it. And now he's been blowing up my phone. Like, have you seen the apartments I sent you? Have you seen the apartments I sent you?
I appreciate the fact that you gave him your Odyssey email.
I guess. Is this my...
Oh, because you think he just...
No, this is my regular email.
Oh, that is your email.
That's my regular email.
All right.
Okay, we'll get to what they're doing on the show later.
BlakeElliott68@yahoo.com.
Baxter, your thoughts on the show. You did a Saturday show. You now have done a show today. Honest review of the entire program. You're not
gonna
hurt my
feelings. Which one did you like better, today or Saturday? Go ahead. I'll take up and listen. I'll pretend I'm not listening.
No banter.
This is probably my favorite segment I've done right here with Fred here. No, Fan University was awesome, man. First time doing radio, getting in there, you know, live in Nebraska was a ton of fun with
in
Jake
Nebraska.
And Carter.
Shout out to Jet.
No, sorry. Jet, not Nebraska, the state.
I drove by several times in the parking lot, guys. You guys didn't see me.
Jet was like, I thought we were going to Nebraska for the show. Nebraska Furniture Mart, but yeah, ton of fun, man. Carter Fremont, that guy knows his ball.
Okay,
I gotta say,
can I stop you right there?
I'm not doing it. I won't. I'm not participating.
Really?
Can I stop you right there?
What's wrong with Carter?
No. Which time you got? When did Freeman become Fremont?
Okay, so first time I met him, I read it with an O, and I was like, "This is still Freeman, right?" And he was like, "It's Fremont."
So no, it's not.
Okay, so
that's what he told
me. We are
me.
All 10 years old.
Can you do an impersonation of how he corrected you? So, hi, I'm you.
You're
Carter Freeman.
Why can't you just be Jake?
Why can't you just...
No, I want to be Brennan.
He said, it's Fremont.
You know what? I get what he's saying. I understand what he's saying. It's Freeman.
I mean, I've never heard Carter say that.
He said...
We've known him for a long time.
Did you ever ask, though? Because I asked immediately. I was like...
I mean, I heard him for the first time on G-Bag, and they all called him Carter Freeman. In fact, and I hadn't heard him be referred to as Fremont... So, until 40 hours ago.
Okay, when we came in and did an introduction, I'm going to say your name on air. I want to get it right.
Yeah.
And he corrected me. So he told me. Maybe it's the fact that it's his show. He wants it to be his actual. On G-Bag, he's maybe here for 15 minutes, and he wanted the spot. He wanted his name right for his big moment. I think that's probably what it was.
Did he ask about pronouncing your name?
No, he didn't.
Wow.
Braxton Brenner.
Vernon,
I got it. Whatever.
He felt pretty good about it. So
okay.
Yeah, man, this has been a ton of fun, too, at KNC. We'll listen to that quite a bit when I'm driving during the day. So fun to be on the show.
Okay. Okay. Do you feel like you've had now 2 days in radio? How comfortable? What? Dude. Saturday was his first. And then he had today. I think he was a veteran.
You're ready to do a show by yourself now?
Yeah. Pretty much.
What's the next step?
If I'm reading the text line, we had at least 7 to 8 people.
Yeah.
Shout out to Zach and Frisco. It said, I enjoyed your guys' show. First for a weekday show for Brennan. I thought he sounded great. Sounds like a radio veteran already. And there was five or six texts with the same sentiment. Together.
That's great. I'll be honest. The nerves of when I knew the Fan University was happening, I was like, all right, well, I'm expecting that. When I saw the schedule and it said Brennan Monday 10 to 2, I was like, what is that? Yeah. Like, what are we doing there? So this one I was actually more anxious for than I was Fan University. And it's gone really, I've had a ton of fun doing it. It's been a blast.
What were the nerves like leading up to it? Like the night before?
What are we doing?
I wrote on the show sheet. I don't know. Hey.
He loved it, Blake. Hey, I mean, what more do you want?
You
want to reach around too while you're at it? I mean, what are we talking about here?
What am I supposed to say? This sucks.
Actually, I really didn't enjoy this much.
Jet, what did you think of it?
Hey, everything went well over here, man.
I'm good.
When Jet's not reading an ad on top of a commercial, everything was running. So, Jet, wait a second. What's on the plate today? Hey, when you're running the show, Fred, you ask the questions you want to ask. Back to what I was asking.
You've had 3.5 hours with him. And you decide to do what? An end of show breakdown? I mean, I feel like I'm in a therapy session right now.
What does the show sheet say? At 140, it says, how did Brennan like the show?
It literally says, like Brennan's thoughts.
So when you're printing out a show, you print it however you want. You can do Kevin's thoughts. I'd love to hear that.
Kevin, what are your thoughts, man?
Yeah, Kevin, what are your thoughts on Brennan?
Kevin, you got anything you want to talk about?
What are my thoughts on what?
Anything.
On anything.
I mean, that's kind of what the show sheet's for, isn't it?
Yeah, what do you got on the show, I guess?
A big get by Fred Davis. Jordan Schultz.
He's all right.
Joining us at 220. We'll talk some fantasy football. You know I'm on the air, so I have to sprinkle in a little Khakis Kicks, but we'll go around the room. We'll get everybody's opinion. Jaking around. Our very own Jacob Ray has some props
that
he wants to talk about.
Baking around.
Jacob Ray.
Okay.
What else would it be in reference to?
You tell me.
And then we'll do fair or foul as well in our own top five. Mm.
Okay. So Jordan Schultz. So the day I'm not on the show, you want to have Jordan Schultz on.
Look, I told you this yesterday. Okay. We talked about this because I did apologize. I said, look, man, it wasn't like I was trying to, jockey. And when Blake wasn't on, I was trying to,
alienate.
He messaged me.
He said, Kevin Walker's on? Yeah. Oh, I'm there.
Done. Sign me up. Khakis Kicks. I'm wearing flip-flops. I had messaged him on X, Twitter, whatever the hell we're calling it, 4 months
Blue
ago.
Sky.
Okay. 4 months ago. Matter of fact, it was right around the time that he got into that little kerfuffle at the Starbucks.
Ooh.
Wasn't that with Schefter? No, that was Rapp. Yeah.
That was Rapp.
So, I don't know, like a week or two after. It was around combine time, whatever it was. Anyway, I reached out to him then, and I sent him a direct message. And this was back in March, April. And then yesterday, me and CA are doing our show. I look down, I see that I got a direct message. I'm thinking it's from you, because the only people that we direct message are me, you, Khaki, and new guy Jake. And sure enough, it's Jordan Schultz. Hey, man, sorry I missed it. Yeah, we'll jump on. I bet. You want to do it tomorrow or Wednesday?
Well, look at that. You've got, what time is he coming on?
2:20.
Well, you got that to look forward to. We're not going to be here for Khakis Kicks, so I'm wearing my Birkenstocks. What are you wearing? What are you wearing on your
what
feet?
What do you got on feet? On feet.
I've got some Allbirds on, man.
Oh, Allbirds. Oh, yeah, I did see that. Yeah, those are comfortable.
Those are comfortable tennis shoes.
Yeah, those are comfy.
Walk in them.
I don't know.
What?
Allbirds.
Is that a brand?
It's a brand. Yeah.
It's a really comfortable shoe.
Let me see.
You want to see him?
No, I do. I absolutely do.
You know what? This might be a Fred Davis kind of shoe, honestly.
I don't have the best.
That is a Fred Davis kind of shoe right
there.
It's
easy, man.
Where do you get those at?
I think Allbirds.
Allbirds.com.
No. They just like a. It's an online thing.
Oh, you can't buy them in the
online
store.
I got them online.
No brick and mortar.
How do they fit?
Really? No.
They run true to size. Man.
Oh yeah, they're good. They're true. Okay.
You know
they're
who else wears those?
All right.
Ross Lebinski.
Say less.
You're gonna be the third.
Easy to slip on too.
Okay.
You,
no
you
laces?
You can keep laces, but you can keep them tied.
Well, okay. That's what she said. It was a perfect show here. Brennan's first show. You've been masterpiece.
Tell us what you thought of Blake's performance today.
G-Bag Nation coming up next.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.